Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
April of last year, my wife and I were able to go down to the Dominican Republic, and we were with several of our missionaries there and saw people get saved and had a mini Beyond My Field conference. And just getting to go out and see what God's doing through these missionaries is exciting. And we were with one of those families back then, as a year ago, Jeffrey and Pam Polanco. And they have a little boy, but he's not little. I call him a sumo wrestler, AJ or Adrian. And God is really using them in a great way there in the Dominican Republic. And they say, we're especially grateful for what the Lord has done here in Nagua. That's their city. At the end of March, we celebrated the 8th anniversary of North Coast Baptist Church. What a privilege it's been to witness God's hand from the very beginning. This year's anniversary was a special one. We closed our campaign with 438 attendees, including at least 150 first-time visitors and many returning guests. For the first time, we were able to use our second story to accommodate about 164 children, a blessing that once seemed impossible. In fact, when we were down there last year, that upstairs, that second story was not started really, and they got a lot of work done since then. And they also add, once again, we're honored to have Pastor Hollis Hillman faithfully present a clear gospel message. That day, that's the anniversary Sunday there, they recorded 65 professions of faith. And we praise the Lord for such a harvest and ask that you pray with us as we follow up with those who attended and especially those who trusted Christ. Now, the Lord is opening doors for us also in Mata Bonita. On the 31st of March, we hosted a special outdoor service with 368 people in attendance. For the first time, Dominican nationals joined us, and we were encouraged by the warm reception. As the gospel was shared, at least 100 people responded, expressing their desire to trust Christ for salvation. Now, I'm going to pause right there to say, you understand why when I go out to these places with these missionaries, the hard thing is coming back here to America. Well, let's continue on with the Polanco's news. They said, yet alongside those blessings, there are many heavy burdens. The work among our Haitian community continues to grow, but it's not without trials. Recently, several families connected with our ministry were taken by immigration officials in the middle of the night and sent back to Haiti. Some children were left without parents. Others fled in fear. These are painful realities. Families separated, belongings taken, lives disrupted. And we ask you to pray for these dear people, that they would find comfort and protection and hope in Christ. Even amid both joy and sorrow, we see God at work. We covet your continued prayers for these ministries and families, and thank you for your support and prayers. Now, let me just add a word here for those of you who may not be familiar with that part of the world. Dominican Republic and Haiti, it's on the same island. And, of course, with all the trouble going on in Haiti, the gangs and the robbing and murders and things there, many of those Haitians have fled over into the Dominican Republic, and it does create many issues. So pray for our missionaries as they reach out with the gospel, both to the people in the Dominican Republic and to the Haitians.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.